Blog Talk Radio.
Good Tuesday evening, everybody. You are tuned in to Sports Talk Radio. Everybody, and you were tuned in to Sports Talk Tuesday. I'm Eddie the Hat, and in studio, as usual, we have Hondo with us. And Hondo, how are you on this busy sports day?
Doing well.
Got a lot going on, folks. We got a lot of games that are still, still going. So this is your spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear any scores or what's happened, go ahead and leave the room or tune down the volume. As of right now, they are in the top of the seventh, and the Rays are leading the Yankees in Major League Baseball playoff right now, and it's 7-4 in the top of the seventh, Tampa Bay.
And the Yankees have two on with no outs.
Yeah. Folks, I'll tell you, if you haven't been playing the overs in the Yankees series, you're missing out because this was a ridiculous – the number that they hung today was a ridiculous 8, and just a lot of opportunity there. So as I have said before and many times, and I'll continue to say it, keep riding the wave until it throws you off because this was easy money tonight. And the Dodgers right now are in a scoreless tie with the Padres in the bottom of the third. Earlier today, we had Atlanta besting Miami and 9-5 in that game. And also, Houston took a 2-0 lead over Oakland, and that final was 5-2. If you followed us today on baseball, we were a perfect 3-0. We started the day out giving you a free play on the Braves on the run line at plus 104. We came back, gave you the Astros at minus 120, and then the game right now that's in progress, we hit the overs at 8 in the Tampa Bay, New York game. So, folks, get online, get on board with us at sportswagers-selections.com. A little bit earlier, we're going to talk about our figures and our percentages, which are all in the 70 percentile. So don't waste another opportunity. There's some good MLB games tomorrow. And, sportswagers-selections.com is where it's at. Now, the lines are not up. They might be in the Atlanta-Miami game. We haven't seen any yet. But the game's tomorrow. Miami is at Atlanta. And, of course, not really at Atlanta, but Atlanta is listed as the home team. And, of course, Atlanta leads that series 1-0. First pitch is scheduled for 2:08, and we have Anderson for the Braves with Lopez for Miami. And then, of course, then in the second game at 3:35 p.m., we have Oakland taking on Houston. Houston leads that series 2-0, and Urquidy, is that how you pronounce his name?
Something like that, yeah.
Urquidy for Houston, taking on Lizardo for Oakland. Then, of course, the Yankees in Tampa Bay that, right now in New York leads 1-0, but that game is in progress, so we won't know about that. Tanaka for the Yankees is taking on Morton of the Rays. And then the final game, the Dodgers and San Diego, Kershaw. And San Diego, there has not been a pitcher determined yet. It's still coming TBD. So unless you've heard something on that.
No, I have not. Obviously, the Padres are having some, problems with their pitching. So,
Yep. So anyway, that's going to be the lineup for tomorrow on MLB. And if you're interested, our MLB plays will be listed in the morning. They're usually on Pacific Coast time by 6:30 Pacific Coast time.
I got some early lines on the games, the two tomorrow.
Okay.
Houston is minus 119 over the A's. A's are plus 106. And Atlanta is minus 210. Ooh. Miami plus 188 in that game.
Okay. All right. That's a little... Of course, that's, you know, that certainly figures to be that way. So it'll be interesting. Four good games tomorrow, and you know where to go to get all the information that's going to help you through tomorrow winning some money. NBA, right now the Lakers and the Heat are locked in a tough one. The Lakers keep trying to sneak away, but Miami keeps chipping away. Currently right now with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, the Lakers are on top 76-72 in that game. And we said it earlier that the Heat were not going to roll over. This was going to be a pretty tough series, even though L.A. leads 2-1 right now. It would take a commanding lead tonight, if they win. But we still are not giving up on the Heat. They've got a good team. They played well and certainly took care of Boston rather easily. So don't discount taking them. They just came. It's 76-75 right now. Don't discount taking the points in the Heat because we advised it tonight. We went ahead and took the 7.5 and also advised on the over at 219.5, and that looks to be definitely going to be falling short in this game. But anyway, look at that option when you're looking at the NBA game. All right, let's turn our clock to the NFL. Go ahead and take a look at the games. Boy, I'll tell you, that was our clients last night are on Sunday. No, Monday. What am I thinking? 10.5 was a lot of points for the Patriots to be getting. That's the way we went. And I'll tell you, if it wasn't for a tipped pass in the fourth quarter, Hondo, I think there would have been a good chance that we would have covered.
Yeah, and then even after that score by the Chiefs, the Patriots were driving to at least cover, and another badly thrown, underthrown pass by the quarterback. So, yeah, they're hurting when they don't have Newton in there at quarterback.
Yeah, and it's tough to we knew that as soon as the Patriots went up by 16 because, you know, the Pats weren't getting 10.5 on the scoreboard like we were. It's tough to put that kind of pressure on a rookie quarterback on a national game like that. And he looked good, but he made mistakes, and every one of them cost Hootie and the crew.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yep. So anyway, we're looking forward to the game on Thursday night where the Buccaneers are taking on the Bears. Right now, currently, this lined open at 2.5. There's been steam coming in on Tampa Bay, and they're now up to a 5 and the hook favorite on Thursday night.
Is that game – where is that game?
That game is in Chicago.
Okay. All right.
And the number on that game is 44.5. That's down from 45 at the open. But, you know, this is going to be this is going to be a better game than what we had to sit through last week.
Oh, yeah, that game last week.
It was pathetic.
Was it Denver and the Jets? That was painful. Luckily, I didn't put myself through that game.
Sam Darnold, he has to go. He has to go. I mean, I don't understand why that organization keeps trotting him out every week. He's got nothing around him. He's got no coaching at all.
No.
And he just looks like a child out there amongst men. And you know, this is what's going to happen. And we know Denver's no world beater.
Yeah, Darnold hasn't really given any indication that he is going to be a star quarterback in the league. And like you mentioned also, in his defense, he's got nothing around him. I mean, no coaching, no players around him. So it's a tough situation for him.
Yep, and we're privy to some decent games on the 11th, and the matchups here, we'll run through these real quick. Panthers taking on the Falcons. This game currently is the Falcons are -3, and I don't understand how this coach keeps his job every week, and they are 3-point favorites. How bad is the Panthers?
Yeah, and Dan Quinn, he's got to have some pictures of somebody in the Atlanta front office, because he's, you know, they've blown two big leads. They had a very disappointing year last year. It's hard to believe that the guy's Super Bowl appearance a few years ago is keeping him holding on to his job.
Yeah, and you know, Carolina here 2-2, and they're getting 3 over a very woeful Atlanta team. That might be a game that we'll seriously take a look at. Of course, we don't release these plays until, you know, Saturday afternoon. You know, it's foolhardy to pull the trigger on these, you know, early. We have to wait until they, you know, come out of practice and injuries and whatnot. The Raiders taking on the Chiefs on a short week here. Chiefs 11.5-point favorites here over the Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, and that's probably about right, I think.
The Rams are taking on the football team, and I'm assuming that's the Washington football team.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad that they don't have a legit name, but of course at 1-3, why do they need to? Rams laying 9 here on the road. Then we have Jacksonville taking on the Texans. I'm really surprised the Texans are 0-4. I thought they might be a little bit better than that.
Yeah, and the coach lost his job.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have too much talent to be 0-4.
And right now the Texans are 6-point favorites. Now, keep in mind, folks, these are lines as of earlier today, and they are very fluid. So they're going to be moving up and down, especially as we get closer to kickoff. Bills and the Titans is off the board at the moment, and both teams are undefeated. Not sure. Well, Tennessee, what am I saying? They've got all those positive corona tests. So is this game officially been postponed? Or
no, it's still on the docket as of right now.
Okay. And there's no line currently in Vegas right now, so we have the Wolfo Jets at home versus the Cardinals, and this line opened as Arizona plus a point favorite. The Jets, believe it or not, were opened actually as a 1-point favorite now.
The Jets are favored in that game?
Well, not now. We got the Cardinals are 7 in the hook.
Okay.
Right now, so there's been a swing in that game. Eagles taking on the Steelers. This will be a good game, even though the Eagles are kind of struggling at the moment. Pittsburgh at 3-0. Big Ben's riding high with his atomic shoulder. Right now, the Steelers are 1.5 pick as of right now, and the total here is 45. Then we go to the Bengals and the Ravens. Nice to see Joe get his first win this past week. Number here is laying at 52, and the Ravens are laying 13 and the hook. Dolphins and the 49ers, is there something going on? There's no line right now on this.
Yeah, Garoppolo is questionable whether he's going to return this week for the 49ers. There's a few iffy players there in that game.
Okay, and then the Broncos and the Patriots. Again, a short week for the Patriots, and they are currently 5-point favorites over the Broncos. Giants taking on the Cowboys. The Cowboys are having another historically bad year. Cowboys opened at a 7.5 Point favorite now up to 9.5 over the Giants, who are struggling right now with 0-4.
That's a terrible matchup.
Yeah. But, hey, you know, number is 54 in that game if you're so inclined. We have the Colts taking on the Browns, and Old Man Rivers now in his home in Indianapolis. They're 2.5-point favorites, and the Browns at home. The number here is 47. We have the Vikings taking on the Seahawks. This game is -7. The Seahawks are favored at home. And then finally, on Monday night, we have the Chargers taking on the Saints. This could get ugly here. Although I like the kid from San Diego, Herbert,
mm-hmm.
a lot.
He's looked good.
Yep, he has. And 52 is the number, and the Saints are currently 8-point favorites in that game. All right, we're going to take our first and only timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the NCAA football, college football, with a game on Thursday night. And we'll get into that and then also go a little bit into Saturday's game. So don't go far away because we're going to be right back. Tuesday, I am Eddie the Hat. In the studio with us, we have Hondo, and right now we've got some. What's going on in the Tampa Bay game, Hondo? Have you?
The Yankees? Tampa Bay bullpen came in and got the Yankees out with without any runs, two on, nobody out, and the kid worked out of it. So
okay.
They're going to the bottom of the seventh, still 7-4 Tampa Bay.
And San Diego has just taken a 1-0 lead over the Dodgers, and they're in the top of the fourth. We know somebody who is not a very happy camper at the moment.
Yeah, they they got a man on first with two outs. The Padres won 1-0 lead.
And for you NBA aficionados, 81-78 Lakers. 7:38 remaining in the fourth quarter. I'm not going to say anything right now because I don't want to jinx it. But that's a tough. Lakers had a couple of opportunities in the third quarter. They went up by 7 at one point. Looked like they were going on a run, and Miami came right back and tied the game. They were down by 1, and now they're tussling here in the fourth quarter with 7:38 remaining. All right, let's get to the numbers here. Before we get into the football, just want to let everybody know what you're missing if you haven't taken the advantage of purchasing any of our plays. And the easiest way to do that is to go to the website at sportswagers-selections.com. MLB numbers, these are through today, 70%. The NBA, 71%. NCAA football at 75% and NFL 70.8% for an overall winning streak, winning percentage at 72.3%. Now, this does not include our free plays that we give out that we've been hitting left and right with those as well. So sportswagers-selections.com is where it's at. Go get it, and we'll get you some money. All right. NCAA football, college football, Tulane taking on Houston. Louisville and Georgia Tech on Friday night, and boy, this is a hell of a lot better than what we had to sit through last Friday.
You're not talking about the BYU game, are you?
And I'm talking about the BYU game.
Against who did they play again? I can't even remember.
I don't know.
Was it Louisiana Tech?
Louisiana Tech, the little sisters of the poor.
Yeah.
A 3-0 team that is vastly overrated, over-accomplished, and we'll see. I don't know. But, I mean, do they play anybody the rest of the year?
No, I'm still waiting for them to play somebody to know how good they are because
exactly
they haven't played anybody. They're just beating up on a bunch of sisters of the poor.
Yeah, a sports program that hasn't been relevant ever, in my opinion. All right, Tulane and Houston, folks. Tuesday night, we really like a play here, but we're not going to tell you what it is because it wouldn't be fair for everybody who's going to be purchasing it. But right now, the number here in this game opened at 59.5 and is now at 61. And the line is Houston laying 6.5 from an opening line of 5.5. So anyway, a little wink and a nod there that this is going to be a game that we really like right now. And that, of course, is on Thursday. And that game's on ESPN Friday. The game ESPN Louisville taking on Georgia Tech. Game opened at 6 with Louisville being the favorite. It's now at 6.5 or 6, depending on where you're doing your shopping. And the over-under opened the total 65 on the hook, and it is at 65 on the hook currently. So anyway, those are the games this weekend, and again, at least we get to watch some quality football by some universities. A game that we're looking at right now, well, there's a lot of action, but we're trying to just stick with the games that that stand out. But one of them, of course, is always a good game, and that's Texas-Oklahoma. When was the last time that Oklahoma, Hondo, had a defense?
I have no idea. Well, probably the days of Bob Stoops.
Oh, well, that's a name from the past.
Well, certainly not with Lincoln Riley as a coach. Have they had a good defense? And, they just it gets good enough to get them into the CFP every once in a while, but I guarantee they won't be there this year.
Yeah, and I think the quarterback, Jake Rattler? I think that's his first name. Spencer. Jake sounded like a Southern name, but his name is Spencer Rattler. This kid's got talent. I mean, I really like the way he plays. I've seen him already a couple of times this year, but boy, I'll tell you, when it comes down to crunch time, he turns the ball over, and he did, this past week, just like he did to Kansas State the week prior when they were coming down to maybe tie the game or take the lead late. You know, he throws an interception, but yeah, they have absolutely no defense at all.
No.
Behind them. Tennessee and Georgia, this is going to be a good matchup. This game is on CBS, and this game opened at Georgia being a 14-point favorite. Tennessee, 45.5 is the number in this game. And I'll tell you, every time I talk about Tennessee, I think about that horrendous loss that they suffered to our beloved BYU team.
Oh, that was a
couple years ago. That was a heartbreaking.
Yes.
Heartbreaking defeat. Texas Tech taking on Iowa State, and the number here is 62.5, and Iowa State is a 13 point favorite in this game. And and we're scrolling down here. Oh, here we go. University Texas San Antonio taking on the Cougars at home.
Oh, boy, another one, huh?
Yeah, BYU's favored by 34 on the hook. And the number here is 64.5. University Texas San Antonio
I didn't even know they had a team.
Well, I don't know if they do, but they're fielding one. And to their alumnus and their fans, they are known as UTSA.
Okay.
So that, boy, we're going to have to take a look at that game. I don't know, 34 and a half. That might be kind of appetizing, and then give me something to root for.
Is that game in Provo?
It's in Provo.
Yeah.
The Mountain High. Kansas State taking on TCU, and we're still riding the coattails of our giving this game out when they took on Oklahoma as 24-point dogs. We told everybody, hypothetically, if you are betting $100 on the game, bet $75, take the 24, and bet the other 25 on the money line and go with Kansas State. Cha-ching. That got everybody a little bit of money. And Alabama taking on Ole Miss. This game is on ESPN as well. Alabama is 24.5-point favorites over Ole Miss. 68.5 is the number. And, boy, poor Navy. Every time I see Navy, I just, ugh, boy. The rebuilding is, tough. Florida State taking on Notre Dame. This game is on NBC. Florida State, the number here, 54, and Notre Dame, 21 in the hook. And every time, of course, the movie Rudy comes to mind when we always look at the Notre Dame game. And then,
boy, Florida State, how the mighty have fallen. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Missouri taking on LSU. And, of course, LSU doesn't have Joe Burrow, but they still do have our favorite coach.
That's right.
Ed Orgeron.
Yep.
Who, I'll tell you, if you ever wanted to be in a bar fight and you could pick your buddy, it would be Ed Orgeron. Missouri, 54, the number. They're getting 19.5 from LSU. So,
there anybody in the college football that has a better voice than Ed?
No. 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 And I'll tell you, if you were sitting in a bar and you heard Ed, you would know immediately who it was, and he wouldn't have to be sitting next to you. The guy is a classic, and he's a hell of a coach. And I'll tell you, it was great to see them the way they went about their business last year. Just amazing. All right, let's 90-87. The Lakers up over the Heat with 3:39 left. And do you have any updates in baseball, Hondo? For
Let's see. Bottom of the fourth, Dodgers have a man on first with nobody out. And in the Yankee game, let's see here.
It's still 7-4, top eight.
Yeah, going top eight, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for us this evening on Tuesday, and I want to remind everybody that we're here every Tuesday night from 8 to 8:30 as we are back in operation from coronavirus. So sports is back in swing, and so aren't we. And every Tuesday, 8 to 8:30 for Sports Talk Tuesday. And Hondo, thank you for joining us this evening.
All righty.
And, folks, cash some sports bets, huh? And the best way to do that is to check us out at sportswagers-selections.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for our promos that we mail out and also our weekly email that goes out to subscribers. So don't forget. All right, we're going to be talking to you again next week. Until then, good luck with your bets this weekend. And we'll be talking to you soon. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.